the thing about John. He never wants to be treated any different or any special than anybody else. He hates that.
He used to love to come to the locker room to get away from it. Being in the locker room, being with the players, being part of a team.
After I met John, I realized he's just a regular guy. He's so down to earth.
How you do anything is how you do everything. And John Elway is that. You know, everywhere he's been, in high school, as exec in the NFL, one of the top execs in the NFL, he does it one way, and that's the right way.
You know, he sets the bar high, and then he sets it a little higher. John just doesn't have it any other way. He's got tremendous competitive fire and, you know, always aiming higher. It's a tremendous attribute.
His brand stands for quality, whether it be cars, restaurants, whatever he attaches his brand to. He wants to make sure that whatever that is quality.
I'm John Elway. I set a world record by throwing the Vortex football over 90 yards.
I met John years ago at CU. He actually came to CU. He was throwing a Nerf football out of the stadium, and this would have been, like 95, maybe 94, sometime in there. We went to work out, and we looked out on the field, and we were going, is that John Elway out on the field throwing a ball around?
If you want to smash your own record, you want the new Vortex Mega Flight.
So, and then a number of us got to meet him, so that was pretty cool.
Mel Kiper, the noted draft guru, called him the greatest NFL athlete ever. That being said, he can't catch. I threw him a perfect spiral in the Castle Pines locker room one night. He missed it, and we broke a very expensive lamp. He claims I threw it poorly, but he just can't catch.
Sewell wants to throw the pass to John Elway.
We went bowling one night, and I actually beat John in the first game. So he said, okay, well, let's play another game. I said, sure, no problem. We'll play another game. Of course, he beats me. So then I say, well, let's play one more game because I want the opportunity to beat him. And he's like, no, I'm done.
I don't care if it was golf. I don't care if it was gym, if it was the business world, if it's him as a GM, executive vice president. He's going to find a way to win. He just loves to compete. And he has the ability, while he's competing, to take people around him and bring their game up.
It's John Elway. It's a fierce rivalry. It's the Oakland Raiders. It's the Denver Broncos. It's Monday Night Football.
My first year starting, I remember I was late for a game, got caught in traffic. And it was horrible. It was like the worst thing as a young guy ever. During the game, we run a quick out. They throw it to me. John throws it to me. I miss it. It went right through my hands.
And that's incomplete. Intended for Rod Smith.
And I got back in the huddle, and he looked at me. He said, we're running the same play again. Rod, you're good. And it was completely off script. He made the play up in the huddle himself, and he threw me the ball. And I ended up having a real good day. And it made me feel good, the fact that he trusted me to do that. And I knew that I was willing to do whatever to make plays for that guy.
And there's the effort.
That's a dead play right
part
there.
Part of Rod Smith.
John is the team.
This one for John.
All three of the Broncos' Super Bowl wins have occurred with John Elway. First as a player and now as a general manager.
This one's for Pat.
It meant the world to our family.
When you talk about John Elway in this community, it's a love affair.
Having gone to Bronco games since the 60s, he's the best quarterback I have ever seen.
We stayed in our seats until hit double zeros because you never knew what was going to happen.
Maybe it's drive, maybe it's charisma, maybe it's just that I am not going to lose this game.
The John Elway games, he brought the family together. It was all my family, my cousins. It was a big get-together. Every Sunday.
Third down and a yard. The snap to Elway. The look, the throw. Touchdown to Mark Jackson. 98 and a half yard drive. The Broncos are going to the Super Bowl because they earned the trip.
John's very good at recognizing what's inside people, what makes them tick, their strengths, their weaknesses. He'll accentuate the strengths. And he'll help you with your weaknesses.
He analyzes things. He doesn't make stupid decisions in the sense of saying something right up front. He thinks about things, analyzes them, and then makes a pertinent decision about things.
In the restaurant business, he's just always pushing you know, to have the best product and the best service, and that's what a restaurant's about. So he's active, he pays attention, and he's smart. You know, I've been in the restaurant business 30 years, and this is how smart he is. After 1 week, he claimed to know more about the business than I did.
I know he's been really active in the Boys and Girls Club here in Denver for many years and raised a tremendous amount of funds for them. And that's really important to him to give back, especially to children. We've also been involved in the Barbara Davis Center for Children's Diabetes, which is another great cause, and they're doing a tremendous work over there. But John, he just is always the type of person, no matter how busy he is, he always makes time to give back.
I mean, if you say Denver, you're telling you think one person, you think of John Owen.
For a lot of us who grew up in the East, our first impressions of Denver were from a bouncy camera position in Mile High Stadium, watching John Elway huck the ball around the yard.
John is special to me, and always will be special to everyone that is fortunate enough to befriend him or know him.
He's been a loyal friend of mine for 25 years. We've been through some tough emotional times, you know, together, and he will do anything for you, and he expects nothing in return. When I think of Elway, I think of loyalty.
He's definitely a staple here in this state. And we needed him, and we have him, and we're going to keep him.
He's helped put Denver on the map, that's for sure. And he has made so many special memories for our fans and this community.
I think the city grew up, the town grew up, the region grew up, as John Elway grew up. And here we are today, one of the most desirable places in the country to live. And, John Elway plays a big part in that, and I think that may not sound appropriate, given that football is just a game, but given John's stature, what he's meant to this team, what he's meant to this community, I don't think it's unfair to say that he's had just an enormous impact on how this city has grown up and what it's become.